Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Day before Thanksgiving here in our beautiful Brighton studios, powered by Verizon. WEEI Afternoons, Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and now joining us, Ted Johnson.
What's up, my guys? Good show so far. Enjoyed listening to it on the way in. Looking forward to today's show. We got so much interesting, compelling stuff to get into today.
It's kind of symbolic. It's like when you go to the table and you're trying to put your plate together, and you know there's only so much room on that little disc.
That's right.
There's all these dishes, and you got to kind of pick it. And if you're like Stiz and they're not allowed to touch, that even creates other issues because the turkey can't touch the stuffing.
Wait, Stiz, you have to, everything has to be separated on your plate?
Yeah, I do have a little thing where I don't like, it depends on, you know, I can be picky. I'll just put it that way.
I get that. You know, I don't like the cranberry sauce getting draining into everything else.
Oh, the liquid part?
Into the stuffing. And such.
What about the gravy? I'm a gravy over like almost everything.
It depends. If it's good gravy, I don't mind, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like syrup. I don't mind syrup on everything.
Earmuffs, wifey. It's 50-50 in my house sometimes. Sometimes
she needs a new recipe.
She argues with it. She fights with it. I don't know. She's at the stove and you're mixing whatever you mix in, and she's stirring and
she's
sometimes
not on,
swearing. And
she's not on Instagram doing videos. This won't get back to her.
This won't get back to her. But
okay, good.
I do oftentimes keep a jar or two of just like store bought gravy on hand. Just
Andy Hart's getting bread and rainwater for Thanksgiving this year.
Mike Vrabel's got Vidarian low. I got. Jar gravy just as a backup. You got to have a plan B in case.
Weren't you just talking about our steaks last week too? Jeez,
that's a good point.
Overcooked steaks and ruining.
All right, let's move on.
Poor Deidre Hart.
It's 3 o'clock. It's time for the 3-point stance. Roll it. Go.
It's the 3-point stance.
Just count to three.
That's three.
Three shall be the number thou shalt count.
Pierce for three. It's good.
Three fabulous flyers.
And the number of the counting shall be three.
Dot tip scores. Ties it 3-3.
On WEEI Afternoons.
It is time for today's 3-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons, brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, or you're Andy and you keep digging no matter how much we try to pull the shovel away from you, you got to get Glassman. Call all sevens.
Stop digging.
617-777-7777. Andy gets nothing for Thanksgiving, and he's thankful for that, but I am thankful that it's 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons, and we have three hosts, each of which will present their stances on the biggest stories in Boston sports and beyond. Andy, you'll lead us off. You get 60 seconds for your opening stance. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
All right, here are 60 seconds on bad gravy from his wife. Go ahead.
Nope, this is on good hockey from a Bruin. We all know that the Bruins often play sort of fourth fiddle in the city of Boston. It just is what it is. Football's king. Red Sox used to be king. Celtics are a world champion. And everybody thought the Bruins were going to stink. So, especially when they go on the West Coast, sometimes they get forgotten those late games. But you may have missed it, but there is a budding star and maybe superstar for your Boston Bruins. Do you know who leads the NHL in goals? Well, at least tied. That would be Morgan Geeky. 5 goals in the last 3 games on the West Coast. You might have slept on it. Couple 2-goal games. He is breaking out in his 7th season at the age of 27. Had 33 goals, a career high by a lot, a year ago, his second season in Boston. And looks like he's going to obliterate those. Listening to Marco Sturm, the most exciting part is there's still a lot of room for growth in his game. Reading about Morgan Geeky, he started taking slap shots. He didn't used to think he had a slap shot. Now he's found not only do I have a slap shot, it's a good one. I score. He's accurate. He has velocity. And there is more to his game. We know Pasta can score. We know Pasta is a top 10 goal scorer. If Morgan Geeky really is a top 10 goal scorer, you're putting together a nice little offense for a team that everybody said, how are they going to score goals? Mm-hmm. Well, they're going to do it the Geeky way.
I criticize Don Sweeney a lot. I think he's earned a lot of the criticism that we all levy on this show. Geeky has been an unbelievable value sign for the Bruins. And I was going to say this on Monday, but we ran out of time for the third three-point stance. I think he deserves more love for Team Canada at the Olympics than he's given. They don't have a lot of goal scorers that match just the pure ability to put the puck in the net that he has. And against the best goaltenders in the world, I think you need a skill set like that somewhere in your lineup. So that would be my opinion.
Excuse me. Just going to say, how often is it that a guy turns into a 7-year overnight sensation in any professional sport, let alone the NHL?
No, it's rare. I mean, we always go with the year 2 jump. You make the biggest jump from your rookie season to your second season. No, this is a guy that absolutely fits. He is finding out who he is. Now, some of it is probably who he's playing with. That's helping a little bit. But I think there's an evolution going on here with his game. And you read some of the things he's saying and talking about, like what he thought he was, and now figuring out, you know what? Maybe I'm more than what I thought I was. And the guy that jumps to mind for me, different, totally different type of player. But Brad Marchand was seen as a certain thing early in his career, right? He was a pain in the ass, ball of hate, all the. And then he became a pretty good skilled hockey player along the way. And they're very different, but you can figure out where you fit and who you are. And also just opportunities knocking. The Bruins need him. He needs them. Maybe it's just a marriage of opportunities here. So I love it, and I love to see where this is going. So you're basically on pace.
I just did the pace.
Yeah, that's what I wanted.
I just did points, right?
Okay.
So he had last year 77 games played, 57 points. This year 24 games played, 23 points. So he's on pace to beat last year's bonus by 20 points.
Love
76
it.
Points.
He's 76 points.
Is what he's on pace to get.
And that is going to be secondary to Pasta. Pasta is your points guy. Like you're hoping. Yeah. So this, you know, sometimes it's funny. We freak out like, where are they going to score goals?
And just so you know, in the 8 years that he's played, last year was his high watermark yep. in points scored, and that was 57. So he's on pace to have by far his best year this year.
And I love it. And this to me is sort of the story of this Bruins team, like things you didn't expect, talents you didn't expect, and then some of them you did expect, like you were hopeful that Swayman would fall back in line as a top end goalie and some of the different things. But I think Morgan Geeky is a breakout star. Also learned Dan Ball, not being the puckhead that you are when I looked him up on Hockey Reference, has a brother, Connor Geeky. Didn't know that either.
Yeah, a little bit younger. I think he's still in kind of prospect range.
Yeah, but was I believe a first-round pick.
Yeah, good prospect.
Yeah.
11th
overall pick.
It was kind of this is the Geeky that's actually going to be the difference maker, just kind of that he was languishing around. But, yeah, certainly not the case. And doing that math as well, 17 goals in 24 games is roughly a 58-goal pace.
Oh, that's a nice season right there.
Your leader last year was Leon Draisaitl with 66, then Tage Thompson with 56. So
I will say it's a little dangerous to do the pace thing after he just had 5 in 3 games. Like that, that helps the pace along a little bit. That might level out a little there.
Well, but that's the thing. Like goal scoring is the most streaky thing that you can do in the NHL. It comes, you score a hat trick, then you don't score for 3 games, and then you score 2. It kind of ebbs and flows in that way. But yeah, he deserves more credit. We were talking before the show, Andy, that they haven't had a supplemental winger that can score the way that Geeky has. Really, in the entire time that you've had Pastrnak on your team, they've had decent center play, and Marchand's a great distributor, great point collector, but nobody that scores the way that he does. So, Morgan Geeky getting some love from noted puckhead Andy Hart. Fitzy, are you ready for your 3-point stance?
Why, let us do the thing.
All right, here is 60 seconds to do the thing. Go ahead.
All right. Look, Mike Vrabel is having an incredible season, taking the New England Patriots from 4-13 to already a record of 10-2. 10-2 with 5 games left. 10-2. Some people think they could lose 3 in a row. I think they're going to finish 14-3 at this point. It is spectacular. However, I hate to say it, but I know it's been since September since Mike Vrabel's taken an L, but today, Stiz, he took one.
Christmas is number one. 4th of July is a close second. Big firework guy. And then it's a toss-up. You know what I mean? St. Patrick's Day, Halloween, they're all like... After Christmas and 4th of July, there's a big drop-off.
I am so sorry, Mike Vrabel. I have been with you in lockstep over almost every decision you have made, over every proclamation, all your takes, all your thoughts, all your feelings, all your interviews, all of it. However, the idea that Thanksgiving is not even in your top three, this is the best holiday. It is my personal number one. It is the GOAT. There's no presents. You don't have to go to church. There's nothing to worry about. You just get together with your family. You eat, drink, and watch football. What's more American than that?
Fireworks. We got to have...
It's the best.
You know how we have all the columns and all the sports, the win streak for all the, you know, all the teams. Fitzy's in a 2-game negative streak right now.
3-point stance?
3-point stance.
Negative streak.
This is kind of... I've never seen so many negative 3-point stances.
Yeah, Verzocco is posting the video. Fitzy hates Vrabel.
Over the last 10 3-point stances, I think he's got 2 in a row there.
He's broken.
Yeah. And but Ted, you know what?
Yeah.
The idea, Ted, that somebody would say St. Patrick's Day or any other holiday is better than Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
This is like celebrating the birth of your nation. This is about mirth, merriment, family together. You don't have to go to church if you don't want to. You get to wear stretch pants. Napping in public is welcomed. Multiple, like 6-7 meals. Inebriation, my God! What else do you need?
Isn't that an indication? You know, you're making a good argument there.
I don't know Mike Vrabel personally, and you don't need to tell me anything personal about him. But when somebody tells me they love St. Patrick's Day, I think they like to drink beer. That is just my assumption.
And 4th of July,
yes, and 4th of July,
right?
Like, I think he told you I like to drink beer.
Yeah, no, Mike's he likes to enjoy himself.
Okay,
I mean, the guy is the proverbial work hard, play hard guy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Fitzy, it's funny your reaction because mine was the exact opposite. I could not be in more lockstep with Mike Vrabel. It is Christmas. Yeah. It is 4th of July.
That's on brand for the two of us, by the way.
And then all the rest. I would put Thanksgiving a hard third. That's where I differentiate from him. I agree. My third.
I'm the same way. I agree with 1 and 2, but no, Thanksgiving's there. Maybe it's because he's always playing football.
Probably. It's got to be a football thing, Ted, that it disrupts, that he gets in the way of football.
He can't fully relax on the day. Like the rest of us can. You know
but
I mean?
Christmas is during football.
Well, that's fair.
And he loves Christmas.
That's true.
And now you have to play on Christmas on Netflix a lot of times, too. Like, but also just think, like, the entire weekend. I was just, you know, you get the Wednesday get-together with all your high school buddies. That's Thanksgiving. Saturday morning, the Turkey Bowl, where you're guaranteed to, you know, pull a calf or blow a hamstring. That's Thanksgiving. Watching Ohio State, Michigan Saturday and having like a little tailgate with the neighbors. Like so many things stitched together in and around the several days. It's more than just the Thursday where your mother-in-law, you know, overcooks the bird by an hour and makes you eat dry stuffing.
Yeah. No, it's enjoyable, but I get where he's coming from. And also for us, it's a little different because Fitzy, you said it's like Wednesday. Is that like, well, we're working today. We're hardworking, hard at work. Yeah. A lot of other people already, you know, took off on Monday, Tuesday, whatever, didn't work today. We're hard at work, slaving away, doing radio.
I will say this. To me, this has got to be
generous. Okay.
One of the best Thanksgivings he's going to ever have. Oh, and because the schedule provides that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. You're right. With the day off. So they have Monday night, so they can take Thursday off and then just pretend Friday is Thursday, build up to the game normally. Nothing gets lost.
If you're not playing on Thursday on Thanksgiving, then you're usually at least practicing for a half day. Most coaches at least have you come in until noon.
Yep.
But this Thursday, I believe the boys are off.
Yes.
Because they don't play till Monday.
Correct. They are off, and he has his family coming in. He talked on the Greg Hill show about the kids were coming in, girlfriends were coming in. They were going to have a traditional kind of Thanksgiving.
What about the boys behind the glass? What do you guys think about these rankings?
Well, we just got a call from Stacey James, Nick, and you are no longer the number one Foxborough fanimal for your two negative Patriots takes in a row.
Too many. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what it took. Oh, wow. They found the call. Oh, you really? Okay. Interesting.
You got anything you want to say to Stacey? Now's the time to say it.
That's okay. Apparently our storm blue jerseys got lost in the mail again. Hi, Stacey.
There you go.
Happy Thanksgiving, buddy.
Good job, Fitz.
That's number 52, Johnson on the back.
That's right.
You're still keeping.
I'll take a five Johnsons, please.
50. I got to tell you, Johnson. I think there's a better chance Fitzy and I get jerseys than you do.
You
right
would be 100% correct on that.
Ball and Stiz and all those.
How many slings and arrows must a superfan take for a nation? Damn it.
Yep. I am also Thanksgiving number one, by the way. Stiz,
number
one? Where you are. Oh,
yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
It is the best.
Yep.
A lot of people, it's number one for another.
And also, Andy, don't overlook this. As a super Christmas guy that you are, don't overlook this. Thanksgiving kicks off Christmas season. So now the anticipation of Christmas officially begins tomorrow.
Disagree.
When you put out the lights. It's an ancillary benefit.
I think for most people now, Halloween.
Yes.
Is what triggers Christmas now.
Unfortunately.
Like,
yes.
There's trees up a week after Halloween.
Right. We got a tree in our studio.
Yeah.
And I get it. But
too
early. A lot of my neighbors had lights up already over the last few weeks.
Yeah.
And I hate it.
What is it? It's like they want to be the first now? Is it like...
I don't know if it's that or if they just like it so much they want it for longer than the whatever that is.
Well,
I
have a theory on this because
I was
thinking about it. So my theory is there's no like Thanksgiving decorations. Like what do you put up for Thanksgiving?
Well,
so you got
harvest,
Halloween, which is very clear, you know, ghosts, goblins and whatever. And then there's nothing for Thanksgiving.
True.
So it's like you kind of just go right to Christmas because that's the next thing. And then if you wait until after Thanksgiving, what are you going to get? 3 weeks with your Christmas decorations? Mm-hmm. And then you got to take them down.
Yep. And then you got people yelling at you that it's December 29th. Take them down. They've been up too long. I'll tell you the thing that really ruffles my turkey feathers. When you go around a season into retail, and big retail controls everything, but like Halloween candy on sale in July. But if you go to buy Halloween candy a week before Halloween, sorry, it's gone because the store is full of Christmas stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go Christmas shopping in the middle of December, swimsuits are on sale. I can't stand it. They're always making you try to buy 6 months in advance. It's crap.
Ted, your theory?
Yeah. Oh, you want to? It's a little darker than Stiz's.
No, now I really
know. Now I have to hear it.
I welcome the darkness
it's
today.
Just, you Ted, know, Ted. I don't know.
Off just, air?
It's just, there's something, I think it says something about just where you are. You know, you got to do that. It's just, no, I'm good. I'm not
sure that plane landed.
We'll do a practice run off the air.
We skipped off the ground.
Hey. Ted, let's not even bother. Let's just return all the passengers to the terminal.
Yeah.
I'd like to also remind you, let me get you back where you were at 10-2.
There we go, 10-2.
10-2. Can't forget that. Cleaning up a stat real quick, by the way, Leon Draisaitl had 52 goals last year to lead the league, so he's actually at a better pace than what the league leader was a season ago. The problem is Nathan MacKinnon is also on that same pace, but we'll see how that one goes. Okay, Ted Johnson, are you ready?
Let it happen, Captain.
All right, here is 60 seconds for not a Thanksgiving take, but something else. Go ahead.
All right, so yesterday, Andy read the Josina Anderson report on Bill Belichick, and it's too long to read right now. In fact, I counted the words. I'm off plus or minus probably 5 words, but it was a report that was 137 words long and 4 paragraphs, which is the longest kind of report I've ever read, really, for something like this. And it just got me thinking, when you read it closer, when you start seeing this, that there's more to the story. She's embellishing in this report, like, you know, why Belichick didn't end up as the head coaching another NFL team a couple of seasons ago. And it goes into regarding workplace dynamics playing a part into it. She talks about respect from the owners across the league is what matters. given real credence, preference. It's flowery. It's way too flowery for a normal reporter to write this. So it hits me all of a sudden. This is Jordan Hudson writing
this. Oh, yeah.
Jordan Hudson, as we know, tried to negotiate on the Sports Gossip Show with Charlotte Wilder.
Yep.
And all the other Hard Knocks, CBS Morning, Dunkin' Donuts, the hot mic on DraftKings, Hulu, all these other things that she has tried to integrate herself into. She is basically wrote that report for Josina Anderson. And I say, shame on you, Josina. Shame on you. That's pathetic.
Yeah.
And that's how I feel, Josina. Until you want to, retort, that's how I'm going to feel about it.
If indeed, and it certainly, I said yesterday, at the very least, the follow-up one was like, sleep on this report if you want.
Yeah, felt I
like,
didn't even get to that one.
Felt like Jordan.
Right.
If Josina Anderson is just taking Jordan's word, Bill is going to be a candidate. Like, you can't take that on her word. You have to get some sourcing from one of the teams.
But that's the perfect example, right? I didn't even think of that. You think about her, Josina Anderson, clapping back at the naysayers to her report.
Jordan.
What is Jordan doing all the time? Clapping back at Pablo Torre.
Yep.
And anybody that calls her out, right?
Yeah, so,
scheduling an Instagram photo crew to conveniently be wherever she is.
You know, I just, come on, Josina. I mean,
you want to say be better?
Be better.
Oh, he said it. That's
be
so
better. Come
I love
on,
it.
Man.
That hits home. When somebody tells you to be better, it's condescending, but boy, does it hit home.
I mean, she's
disappointment.
On ESPN. I mean, ESCN or whatever she's on. I don't know.
Something that we will clarify before
the Frontier News Network.
We hit this again at 4 o'clock. We got a little more detail. There's lawsuits. There's threats. There's Pablo Torre, North Carolina. Official letters, Jordan. There's more. Oh, and I forgot. There's coming up on Thanksgiving a daughter-in-law who is screaming for 40 minutes luxury suite about Jordan. So we'll get back to that around 4. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we mentioned it, a little weird week. We're off the rest of the week. There's a Monday night football game, so we need to do our first look ahead to the New York Giants. Are they frisky? Are they dangerous? If Jackson Dart is back, does that make them more dangerous? New defensive coordinator. First look at the Giants up next. And remember, 3:45, our weekly chat with Adam Schefter.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Who else needs to sort of step up and fill in here?
You know, experienced coaches, really great play callers, really great play
designers and schematic designers will look at that and say, man, we can't attack that because it opens us up to potential disaster. It is more than next man up. It's how are we going to give ourselves the best chance week in and week out? And I think they're unbelievably well coached. I think Vrabel is as good as it gets right now in the National Football League as far as being a head coach is concerned. So they'll have a plan.
That was Mark Schlereth yesterday here on WEEI Afternoons, explaining about the plan that the Patriots should have, could have, need to have to take on the Giants on Monday Night Football. And really, these games moving forward without Will Campbell. If you didn't hear it, Will Campbell placed on IR today. That means he will miss four games. But
Yep. So it's a three. I guess, you know, 5 to 7 is, yep, is what he, grade three.
But still every indication MCL. That he will return.
Correct.
At some point. Jared Wilson, the reports seem to get more positive on him, mm-hmm, every time you hear something that he...
couple weeks, maybe?
Yeah, a couple weeks, escaped with a scare. So now,
a minor high in ankle sprain.
I mean, you have a Monday night game, and then you have your bye week. I mean...
he should be back, theoretically.
Might be for the Bills game, the Bills Greedy, game. Or the Ravens game.
Yeah.
So there's that. There was some information given out that Vrabel had a snarky comment that I know Ted loves when he's got a little snark to him.
One of my favorite things ever. Ledge.
He was asked a question about his guy Shane Bowen getting fired and the new defensive coordinator, and he said, well, it's not like they can change their whole defense, and if they can do that, they're better than us.
Yeah.
So basically you're going to get what you get. But I want to go to that Schlereth comment before we look at some of the Giants' stats and what they've been doing. This game. Is it going to be what Josh McDaniels comes up with? Is it more going to be what he thinks can attack the Giants? Or is it going to be, as Schlereth sort of alluded to, is it what he thinks they need to do as currently constituted with Vidarian Lowe as their left tackle, Fitzy?
That's exactly what it's going to be. And you have to, like, you can only work with what you're given. Like, they're not going to all of a sudden reinvent the offense and turn into a 45-point powerhouse overnight. And they are playing a team. I think the one thing people are sleeping on or forgetting about the Giants, like, they already fired their head coach. Now they got rid of their defensive coordinator and their quarterback's been in and out and blah, blah, blah. They lost their best receiver. This team's a mess. They lost five games where they had a lead, a significant lead, several of which were double digits in the fourth quarter. This team is not without talent. And this team now is playing with an aggressive house money attitude in which they have two coordinators that are trying to earn coordinator or head coaching jobs or opportunities on other teams. There's every reason in the world why the Patriots and Pats fans should not take this Giants team lightly.
Yeah, I don't know why this one scares me. I think Brian Hoyer, both, you know, by the way, can I just, our Tuesday slate of guests
awesome.
is incredible. I mean, I've always been a fan of Mark Schlereth, but he's far exceeded my expectations, and I just thought Brian Hoyer was kind of people were sleeping on him. I just think he's got so much talent that is untapped that you guys are finding out about. But anyway,
real quick, and what I love about it, while we're patting ourselves on the back, and this is self-serving, but whatever. It's Thanksgiving. What we're thankful for, we get you from a defensive perspective, a middle linebacker's perspective.
Yeah.
We get Schlereth from an offensive lineman's perspective. And then we get sort of the quarterback, the big picture. It gives us a variety of views of the same issue.
It's perfect because both of them are football lifers.
Yeah.
And right, just the different perspectives is great. I've had to lean on Brian for questions on his show, but also the breakdown, and just he does great interviews. So and Schlereth, I think he's just gotten so much better. Just so much he's... You cover the league this long, you pick up a lot of stuff. But anyway, I say all that to say that this game does scare me for a lot of the reasons that those guys suggested. As part of it is you're starting fresh with a new coach. So it's almost like you ever feel like you get to the back nine, you shot a 50 on the front, and you're like, you know what? It's a new back nine. Here we go. It's forget the last front nine. That's kind of what they're getting right there. You know, the Jackson Dart, they play loose. I mean, Jameis Winston right now is playing if he's playing with house money, right? Yeah. He's acting, he's fun, he's joking. I think that keeps everyone else relaxed. So this is a team that does scare me. The Patriots, I think, got a little bit of a scare from how they played against the Bengals, you know, and I think maybe it'll be a little bit more buttoned up. But I will say that if you just look at, and I had kind of roughly had a chance to just kind of look at the defensive, There are a lot of categories, believe it or not, that the Giants are worse than the Bengals on defense.
Oh, yeah.
So to kind of put it in perspective, the Giants offense is way more productive than the Giants defense. And everybody talks about the defensive line. But they are, they're 30th in yards per game. They're 23rd in passing. They're worse than the Bengals in rushing defense.
Yeah.
They're the dead last in rushing defense. They're right next to the Bengals in points per game at almost 28 per game. They are 31st in red zone. The Patriots are worse than them, but they are better than the Bengals in the red zone. So there's a lot of things, especially on defense, where you look at and you go, you know, this would be almost a cakewalk compared to what the Bengals gave them. So there is concerns for a lot of maybe the external factors, new coach, having, kind of a new quarterback, playing with house money, nothing to lose. But then you look at the other side and you go, okay, well, the stats would tell you they're not a good team. Other than they've been competitive at the end of these games. So that tells you they're not mentally tough. They're not well coached because they crumble in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, so theoretically, maybe Ramondre Stevenson will average more than 0.8 yards per carry against a defense that allows 5.9 yards per carry. 5.9 yards per carry. That means every time the opponent runs the ball, they're averaging halfway to a first down.
Yeah.
It's second and four on average against the Giants if you run. It's amazing. Yep. I'll tell you what scares me, though. The theory. And Fitzy, I think the theory is sound that you and Schlereth are talking about. You need to coach to the abilities of your team right now and play the way you are built. It worries me, though, because it makes me think of week one. And I worry that what Drake May is going to hear this week is, you can't hold on to the ball. You got to get rid of the ball quickly. You can't do this. Don't even think a run. You know what I mean? And put that... Remember we were talking after week one, it felt like they had kind of put the blinders on him or restrained the restrictor plate.
He was carrying too much on his plate.
And that's the only bad game he had all year, was when he seemed cautious, when he seemed fearful, when he was thinking more about what he couldn't do than what he's allowed to do and capable of doing. Don't hinder him with that. I get it. Vedarian Lowe's over there. Don't hold on to the ball, but don't break the quarterback. You have a stallion. Let him to continue to be a stallion and make some plays against this defense.
Can I just, you mentioned it just now, the ball getting coming out fast. That'll be kind of a game plan thing. Sorry, I got to jump in here, Fitzy. But the interesting thing is where Drake May ranks and throws. So getting the ball out fast is considered 2.5.
Okay.
So anything less than 2.5 is getting the ball out fast. Where Drake May ranks in 2.5 throws or less out of 41 qualifying quarterbacks.
Can I take a guess?
Go, buddy.
39th.
Okay.
I'm going to say 28th.
36.
He's 36.
So it's not as good as you would think. I mean, he's got time. So that kind of shows you that the offensive line isn't doing too bad if he's holding the ball that long.
Right. In conjunction with him stepping up or moving a little bit.
But he's got to, this game, he's got to be one of the top quarterbacks in getting the ball out for week 13.
And that's not just on him, right? We've talked about this, you know, the receivers getting, Steph Diggs has been seemingly one of his favorites in that way, getting open quick, I'll get you the ball quick. Hunter Henry probably is available to do that quick in the middle of the field. But where's Pop Douglas? Can he do that? No.
He's a deep threat now.
Yeah, I know.
Have you noticed?
Can he go back to the other thing though? If we need him.
But he's not good at it. Yeah, and so you ask who's the, so you put it on the players, and I get it. You know, getting open fast, making sure you don't get jammed. But it's also it's more on the offensive coordinator designing ways to get guys open fast. If it's stack receivers, if it's bunch, if it's motion, quick motions, boundary motions to get guys off of jams, and then more crossing routes, more kind of what I would call quick solutions for the quarterback. So it's more, to me, on the offensive coordinator than it is on the player.
All right, we're going to get more into that on Monday. We're going to have basically a full kind of pregame show leading into Monday Night Football, breaking down Patriots-Giants. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it's time for our weekly chat with Adam Schefter. All things going on around the NFL. We had a suspension for spitting. Now we have a suspension for hitting below the belt. We'll talk about that and much more with Adam Schefter next here on WEEI.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store.
Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Back here on WEEI Afternoons and straight to the guest line, Wednesday 3:45. We talk to Adam Schefter each and every week. Adam Schefter is brought to you by your New England Chevy dealers, Together Let's Drive, and by Jeanne d'Arc Credit Union, tackling financial wellness since 1912. Stronger members, stronger communities. Learn more at jdcu.org. Mr. Schefter, how are we doing this week? Happy Thanksgiving.
How you doing? Everything right?
Yeah, we are. We're great. We got a little scare in Cincinnati. We got some injuries to talk about, but the team is rolling along. But I wanted to start things off with a topic, well, we've had off and on for so many years, and we have a new report that Bill Belichick is going to be on the radar of at least two NFL teams, maybe three NFL teams in the hiring cycle. What is your expectation of interest in Bill Belichick from the NFL this offseason?
I don't know what to say about that, to be honest with you. I just don't know how real it is or isn't. And I don't know how interested he is or isn't in going to the NFL. I think it's a lot of noise more than it is anything else right now. I'm not telling you it is real. I don't have enough information, and I don't really like some of these proclamations that people – I don't know of it to be true. So that's what I got there. either way.
Fitzy?
You guys there?
Yes.
Nope, right here. Here we go.
Sorry, Adam. That was a mic issue on our end.
Yep. Sorry about that. So the success that the New England Patriots have had, Adam, has been, you know, meteoric, beyond expectations, beyond surreal. But is there now like a growing sense perhaps that there could be, they could be fallible, or they could be, you know, susceptible? Our pal Tom Curran over at NBC Sports Boston said he wouldn't be surprised if the Patriots lost three games in a row. This is a team that's won 9 in a row coming into Monday Night Football.
Look, I think it's a good team, and they're doing exactly what they should be doing right now. And, you know, I think it's a chance on Monday night for everybody to see how far they've come and to see how good the defense has gotten, see where Drake May has grown into, and see what kind of culture Mike Vrabel's implemented. I think this is all a part of it for that night. So this organization is where it should be right now. That's the best thing you could say.
Hey, Adam, Matthew Stafford contends to just play out of his mind. That went over Tampa Bay just looked like it maybe – perhaps some people are saying sealed his MVP, you know, award. Do you see that the case, or is there still enough time for maybe Jonathan Taylor or Drake May to kind of challenge him for that?
There's definitely a lot of time. First of all, the MVP award twists and turns every single week in the NFL season. So, you know, coming off last week, Matthew Stafford's an obvious guy. But, you know, you don't know that, you know, it's I don't know if it's going to stay that way, right? So a lot of things shift, right? You know, he's the MVP of last week. I'm happy to say that.
Fair enough.
Okay? But I wouldn't go beyond that.
That was Adam Schefter's Drake Take of the Week, presented by your New England Chevy dealers. Together, let's drive. Adam, I don't have to tell you, tomorrow there will be a lot of people watching football. Maybe, in my opinion, the greatest Thanksgiving Day slate of games we've ever seen. And I was wondering, is that intentional? Because I always assumed they kind of figured when they make the schedule, well, everybody's going to watch the Lions. Everybody's going to watch the Cowboys. It's just on in the background. This year, they're giving us basically Sunday night football worthy games all Thanksgiving Day long. Is that intentional by the league?
I they never know how this is going to work out. You pick marquee teams like the Packers, like the Chiefs, to go along with the Lions and the Cowboys, and you pick teams like that, and inevitably you've got a chance for it to work out like this. You know, there have been some good slates. This will be amongst the best as well. How it unfolds, we'll see whether the games measure up to it or not, but clearly it's a situation where the league is comfortable to matchups, and I think the Lions or the Cowboys-Chiefs game may be the highest rated regular season game that we ever see.
Wow. I thought that last week, Adam, the Thursday night game last week was a bit of an eye-opener, followed by last Sunday's games as well, with the Texans putting on a ferocious defensive display. That seems like a team I don't think anybody would want to play if they make it into the playoffs. What do you think about the idea that the Texans make a late season push and challenge not only for the playoffs, but maybe to grab hold of that AFC South title?
Look, that defense is for real. It's a ferocious defense. It might be the best defense in the league. And they seem to be playing well in their Davis Mills. We'll see if CJ Stroud makes it back. Again, it's such a week-to-week thing. They're still behind, but they got a chance to catch the Colts. They play them twice more. If they beat the Colts, there's no reason they can't win that division. That defense would travel. It could win on the road. Tough team, and we'll see if they can make it through.
You know, Adam, I'm going to go back to the Thanksgiving Day games, and I do kind of find it fascinating that, you know, you got the Cowboys and Lions. Traditionally, they play. I'm looking at here, the Lions have played 89 times on Thanksgiving Day, and the Cowboys 57 times, although they've never played each other because they always seem to host. What is that about those two teams that always get picked at Thanksgiving? Is that just something that's just been written into the bylaws? Why is that the case?
It's the way the league has done it. In these kind of cities, it wasn't always that case. It wasn't always that, but it's a situation where these teams have kind of claimed these games, and it's become a tradition. Yeah. And so the league just stays with them. There have been other teams that have lobbied for the games, but it has not happened before in the past. Like these teams, it's become a tradition there. They want to keep doing it. Other teams, you know, it wasn't always the case. Like at times they debated whether they want to keep it.
Okay.
So, that's kind of the way that it is right now. By the way, just got news that Frank Ragnow, the Lions' four-time Pro Bowl center, is coming out of retirement and returning to the Lions.
Wow.
So that's kind of interesting.
Wow, that's very interesting, and we appreciate the
breaking news there.
The live nugget. Yeah,
there was that on us on DB.
People thought that was a big hit to their offensive line, and now obviously they get him back, and maybe that can give them a jolt. ESPN's Adam Schefter here on WEEI Afternoons. Adam, we talked to you last week about a suspension for spitting. Now we have a suspension for hitting below the belt. Is the league concerned? Like, is this like a little uptick in issues? Is the league concerned? Are they going to kind of come down hard on these types of things? What does the league see over these last couple incidents?
Well, I think it's an issue of sportsmanship. We go back to the off season and the league making a point of emphasis of sportsmanship, and whether it's spitting, punching in the groin, all these things fall under sportsmanship. What was the third incident? There was another one that somebody else was suspended within the last couple of weeks after the game, going after somebody or something. I don't remember. There was a third one too. a guy that was suspended. I'm drawing a blank. I remember Jalen Carter. I remember Trayvon Mooring this past week, but there was one in between I'm drawing a blank on.
Chase.
Jamar Chase.
Incident. Jamar Chase. Yep.
No, and there was another one.
Okay.
Another one.
Oh, they got a problem.
Another one.
All these are all piling up.
Yeah. So, the league is making a point of emphasis, and if you don't follow sportsmanship rules, you're going to be suspended.
Adam, I know we're crunched for time. Last one here. A lot of people are dreaming of a third version of the Rams-Patriots Super Bowl. Is there any, speaking of the Ragnow news, is there any truth to the rumors I've read on the socials that Aaron Donald is considering unretiring and rejoining the Rams for a playoff push?
I've not heard that at all.
Okay.
I mean, it's come up in the past, but it's always been dismissed. They brought up the idea that he could rejoin them in the postseason. But I've never heard of that coming to fruition. Although, here's the deal. If Frank Ragnow is coming out of retirement and the Rams want to bring Aaron Donald back for the postseason push and he wants to do that, I mean, why not? If he certainly looks like he's in shape. So, yeah, it's an interesting idea. I don't know if there's anything to it, but what are the people out there saying?
Hmm. Call him out. Adam, let's hear Fitzy's, where he's
getting
his info.
Where you getting his info?
Let's go, Fitzy. All I can say is I read it on the social, and it was not from one of those accounts that said satire or parody on it. So
just out there on social. There you go. Yeah.
All right, Adam, before we let you go, real quick, big Thanksgiving guy, favorite Thanksgiving table menu item?
I like the stuffing.
Yeah,
same.
I kind of like that. I'm a carb guy. Like the stuffing. You can't go wrong with that. Green bean casserole is good too, but stuffing, I just always like that.
Can I ask you, Adam, just real quick, the Mrs. Schefter, does she make you put your phone away on Thanksgiving dinner? Is that the one time you can put the – is there any time when it is okay or do you have to put the phone away at any time?
Mrs. Schefter knows that that's part of the drill.
Gotcha. Yeah.
And doesn't go away on Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's.
Yeah.
The only holiday that actually exists in the NFL is people say it's July 4th, and even that's not much of a holiday.
Gotcha.
All right, Adam, appreciate you joining us. Have a happy Thanksgiving with the family. Enjoy the football. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Have a happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks,
as well.
Adam Schefter from ESPN joining us as he does each and every week here on WEEI.
It's a good life right there, man.
Absolutely.
You know?
But, you know, you got to, you know, the pros and the cons. The good.
Probably lives in a nice house.
Nice house.
Car.
There's probably a nice meal on that Thanksgiving table. It's probably a nice table with a nice chair. And then there's a phone sitting there that buzzes a few times during dinner.
There you go.
You're during race.
It has been reported now Adam Schefter is trading these mashed potatoes for more stuffing.
Nice.
Up next here.
Calling you out, Fitzy, though, a little bit.
He
Adam.
Did. He wanted to cite your source. Hey, so look that
up. Market football. It's a legitimate cite and source.
He just texted us.
Okay.
Verifying it, yep.
Okay, up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we have some legitimate sources, well, New York Post anyway, telling us that Jen Belichick, that's wife of Steve Belichick, the defensive coordinator of the UNC Tar Heels, not happy with Jordan, and she let the world know about it, and Jordan is not happy with Pablo Torre. There may be lawyers and lawsuits. We need to dig into this mess that is UNC football, the soap opera edition. That's next here on WEEI Afternoons.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.